KROQ 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist, a thriller at McDonald Reserve with Bell Park coming out on top by 9 points, 15-6-96, 13-9-87. They did lead by as much as 38 points at the 22-minute mark of the third quarter before South Bowen came rattling home. A few nervous moments for co-coach of the Dragons, Shane Jack, who's been good enough to join us. Jackie, congratulations on the win, but they got in front of you in that last quarter, just to give you a few tight spots.
Yeah, Kingo, it was, mate. They hit the front odd, mate, probably 7 or 8 minutes to go, and obviously, coming from 40 points down, they had all the ascendancy, and they were kicking down where the crowd was down their club room end. And in the end, obviously, the character shown by us to kick the last couple and to get over the line was really good. But yeah, they were coming hard.
Is that your best win of the year?
Yeah, it's one of them, mate. Yeah, look, we had a good one against Mary's a couple of weeks ago. That was in the heavy rain, but. It's just good for these young blokes to play in these big games, and to come away with a couple of tight wins is really pleasing.
Yep. You're in the box seat now to finish inside the top five. You go a game clear of both, of course, St Mary's and now South Bowen with that win, with St Mary's losing to Colac on Saturday. You obviously now got that opportunity where you've got the destiny in your own hands.
Yeah, it's good, mate. And obviously, we as a coaching group knew that it was a big game for us and South, and I'm sure the players would have looked at the draw and realised that themselves. So, look, we have to still keep on winning, but obviously, it helps beating sides that you're competing against for that fifth spot. So that's that's why it's to walk away today and have that win is really pleasing.
39 points up at half time. Did you always feel that South were never out of the contest?
Oh, no, mate. Look, to be honest, that second quarter is some of the best footy that we've played all year. And I thought if we could produce that again in that third quarter, it could really open the game up. But to South's credit, they kept on coming, and they got started to get some ascendancy around the ball. And they're hard to stop. And, once I hit that lead in the last quarter, they had a bit of like I said, that scoreboard end, bit of a breeze. Obviously very concerned, but to the boys' credit, they kicked the last couple and, couldn't be more pleased.
What did they do well, or what did they stop you from doing well in the second half?
Yeah, they just got their hands on the ball, to be honest. They, in the middle of the ground, they just started getting a forward. Our midfielders in that first half with Roko and Pato, Bo Collins and Rocky, they were getting some ball forward for us. Harry Smith was doing a job on Saunders. But then, in that second half, they just they switched a few things around in the middle of the ground. Their ruckman started to get a bit on top of Derby. I thought Derby compared pretty well all day. But, they just got some ball forward, and every time they were going forward, they were just scoring. And it's pretty hard to stop. They were actually clearing the centre, coming straight through us. So, it's, it was hard to stop. But, like I said, I can't be more proud of the boys the way the last 8 minutes panned out. So.
Yep. You mentioned Derby Shielder. Obviously, a big ask when you go up against the likes of Jarvis and Davis.
Yeah, it is, mate. Obviously, he's a bit unlucky, but we keep on asking to do these jobs week on week. And look, he's a great kid, and he puts his hand up. He keeps fronting up the training and does everything right. And he'll keep doing that for the rest of the year for us. So he was really enormous for us in the first half today. And it's just hard, obviously. Obviously, coming up against two boys in the first half, you're going to tie. But, once again, he was good for us again. But he'll keep doing that for the rest of the year for us.
Yeah. Did Charlie Wilson bring his own ball in the first half?
Oh, he's a smart kid, mate. He knows where the goals are. And he was really good early. Obviously, he hasn't played for 7-8 weeks or something like that. So he's always going to run out a bit of a puff. But, early on, he's really good. But we also got a massive contribution from Kyle and Tim Sheringham wound the clock back and kicked some crucial goals, and that was probably his best game for the year, so that obviously helps.
A month of footy remaining. You've got St Albans and Geelong West games. You'll start favourites in the next fortnight, but you're no guarantee to win. Obviously, the Super Saints have been great this year, and West have shown some good form of late. Newtown in round 17 and then North Shore to finish off, but you'd like to bank a couple of wins in the next fortnight and maybe just take some of the heat off that Newtown game in round 17.
Yeah, look, that's the plan, mate. We had a really good game against at St Albans earlier in the year, and they really pushed us. They went in at half time up, and like I said, they've pushed a lot of good sides. So that's by no means we're taken lightly. We have to get the boys up and again this week, and obviously playing good footy to beat them. And then also Geelong West, they push us really hard down at their ground earlier in the year as well. So by no means we're taking it lightly, but we'll go in as favourites. And like I'll say to the boys, look, we should win them, but we've got to make sure that we tick all the boxes and make sure that we do win them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Jackie, it's going to be a big last month of the season, but you've put your destiny back in your own hands with a crucial win this afternoon over South Barham. Well done. Thanks for joining us on the Wash Up.
Thanks, mate.